Yesterday, we looked at the verses at length in which Allah Rabbul Izzah had announced the prophethood of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the concept of prophethood together with that, the concept of Tawheed. And in mentioning prophethood and Tawheed together, it is as though Allah has told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you Muhammad, your duty and the purpose of your commission as a prophet is that you should inform not only the Arabs, but the entire world of the harmful effects of not believing in Tawheed. That not only the Arabs, but the entire world, that is harmful for them, and to inform them what is beneficial. And then, for those who refuse to understand, they will be answerable for themselves. And after pondering over the harm and the beneficial things, an intellectual person, an intelligent person, will certainly believe in the Messenger. However, majority of people in this world are ignorant, lack understanding. How can their intellect ever avail them in any way? Instead, they get into the discussion, questioning when will Qiyamah come, and they say, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When is this promise to be fulfilled, if you are truthful? When will the hour of punishment which you are threatening us, when will it come? If you are truthful, bring it on. Bring it on now, show it to us. Allah Rabbul Izzah responds by saying, قُلْ لَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ نُسَّاعَةَ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. O Nabi Allah, tell these people, there is no need for you to get excited. There is a promised day for you. You can neither delay it by a single moment, nor can you hasten it. The advent of Qiyamah will occur, definitely. It will occur on its appointed time. And the fact that Qiyamah has not yet arrived does not mean it will not take place. It will certainly come. Instead of hastening it, these people should rather concern themselves as to what preparation have they made for Qiyamah. Now that is a more pertinent question. And depicting the scenes of Qiyamah, when all the kuffar will witness the punishment before them, an altercation will then unfold between those people who belong to the lower class in this world and who are subservient to be the more affluent and influential people. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. The unbelievers said that we will never believe in the Quran nor in what came before it. That is what they said. They said, we will never believe in the Quran nor in the previous books, the Torah, the Injil. They all came from the same mill. They contain the same themes of accountability and resurrection. Therefore, we will not believe in it. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And if only you could see the time when the oppressors will be standing before their Rabb. يَرْجِئُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ. Each one will be passing the blame to the other. They will be blaming each other. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضَعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Those of a lower status will say to those on a higher status, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Were it not for you, we would be from the believers. Were it not for you, we would be from the believers. So those who are considered as a lower class in this world, they used to follow their leaders. And it is then when they will say that it was you who entrapped us into this calamity. Had it not been for you stopping us, we would have certainly believed, and the Prophet would believe in them and would have been saved on this day. However, the higher class, they will respond to this by saying, قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Those of the higher echelons will reply, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. They will say to them, أَنَّحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاكُمْ. Did we prevent you from the guidance when it came to you? Did we physically prevent you? Did we forcefully stop your hearts from believing? Did we do that? No. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. No such thing. It is you who were the sinners. you ought to have not bothered about anyone and accepted the truth. Why are you now placing your sins on someone else's head? So they will, the higher class people will respond in that particular manner. And the followers will still claim that it was the plots and the guile of the leaders and the influential ones that got them caught in this. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. And those who consider to be weak will respond to the proud ones and say, بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. No such thing. Rather, it was your plotting night and day. إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا أَن نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ. When you used to order us to reject Allah, وَنَجْعَلْ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. And to attribute partners with Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Day and night you did your schemes to prevent us when you instructed us to disbelieve in Allah and ascribe partners with Him. And this is the claim that they will make. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوْا الْعَذَابِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, what can we say? They will suppress their remorse when they will see the punishment in effort not to express it. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ فِي أَعْنَاقِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. We shall place yokes upon the necks of the believer, disbelievers. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَا إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And this is not oppression from our side. We will not oppress in any way. Rather, it is, this will be the punishment for what they did. One will not suffer any punishment for a sin that one did not perpetrate. It is the sins that they perpetrated that will bring them to this condition, and then they will have to bear the consequences of their action at that particular point.